Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Amen. All right. Thank God. We're glad that you're tuned in today. What a blessing, amen, it is to come to you by the way of the radio. I want to make mention real quickly about the Passion Play coming up at the church on Easter weekend. Going to be taking place there on the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th. Amen. Each and every night. You're going to enjoy the Passion Play. Amen. Make your plans to be with us 6 o'clock there at the church. And if you go to the website, hooperscreekbaptist.com, you'll find all the information that you need to find there. The address, everything is there. And if you need to call us, give us a call. Amen. We would love to talk to you about the Passion Play. Amen. Friday night, we've got planned the Edwards family is going to be singing for us. And then we've got on Saturday night, Middle Cross. And then on Sunday night, the Justice family is going to help us out with a special singing. Amen. I know you're going to enjoy it. Make your plans to be with us. Exodus chapter number 12. Look at verse number 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper post, upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. And with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the puritans thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in the taste. It is the Lord's Passover. Notice verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods, little g gods there, of Egypt. And I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. In verse number 2, spoke about the timing of the Passover, and we said that the timing of the Passover was this. It was a changed time altogether. And boy, for the nation of Israel, their time changed at the Passover, but we also seen time change again in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, it changed time. It made history, amen. Somebody said the word history stands for his story, amen. Then we looked at how the Passover speaks of the Lord's offering. The text says in verse number 3, every man a lamb according to the house of his fathers, a lamb for a house. It was the father's responsibility to provide the lamb. Death is going to pass through the lamb. And all of the firstborn male, all the sons, are going to pass away. If the blood's not applied, the lamb's not been sacrificed, they're all going to die. And so what's taking place here is this. The father's responsibility was to provide the lamb for the family, for the son.
Now, I tell you, if you just fast forward a little bit, hallelujah, you'll get to the cross of Calvary, and you'll find that God himself provided a lamb at Calvary's hill for you and for me, thank God. Amen. It was a lamb like no other lamb. You say, what kind of lamb are we talking about? I'm talking about God's lamb, hallelujah. Amen. That's what we're responsible. And so, in essence, what I'm trying to tell you this morning is it was the Father's responsibility to provide the lamb for the children, for the son. Now, Jesus did that. Well, I'm trying to tell you right now, you talk about John 3:16, for God so loved the world. There's a group of men right now saying things like this, that God doesn't love everybody. Well, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm going to tell you something. God loves you this morning. God don't want you to perish. The only reason why you'd perish is to reject Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then the Passover also speaks of the Lord's separation. Think about this. The lamb was singled out. They specifically picked a lamb out of the rest of the flock. They looked at that lamb. They began to comb over that lamb. They were looking for blemishes. They were looking for maybe problem areas. They was looking to make sure that it wasn't lame or sick or hurt or maimed or of any way. And so they were singled out a lamb. I tell you, listen, God Almighty singled a lamb out from heaven. You say, how did he single? Well, he singled the Lamb of God out. Amen, amen. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. That's what I'm talking about this morning. Not anybody could die for you, friend. No, listen to me. When it comes to the death, I'm going to tell you something. Not anybody could die. It took the blood of Jesus Christ. The Passover also speaks of the Lord's perfect sacrifice. Listen, I'm going to talk about only a perfect sacrifice, a perfect Savior would do. This lamb had to be clean. This lamb had to be without spot. It had to be without blemish. Jesus was that lamb. Listen, man, every single one of us was born into sin. You say, how was that, preacher? Well, Adam and Eve is our father and mother, right? Adam and Eve was our first parents. And when Adam and Eve sinned, we was born into that sin. And so, but Jesus wasn't born that way. You see, my mom and daddy, amen, had me, amen, and I'm their son. But then Jesus was born this way. God the Father was his father, amen, not an earthly man. So therefore, Jesus never took on the sinfulness of mankind. Jesus had no sin nature, friend. He was spotless in every way. Jesus, the Lamb of God, amen. That's why his death was so much different than any other person. He was a spotless lamb. Then over there, we get over in verse number 5, and we find some requirements. God says, your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and ye shall take it from the sheep or from the goats. Well, I'll tell you, God's clear. It's got to be a male of the first year, speaks of the lamb. And then notice this. Male of the first year speaks of it's got to be in its prime. Can't be old and something that's dilapidated, something that you want to get rid of. God didn't want you to bring out that oldest lamb that had already been through the life and already been used up. He was looking for, and I'm trying my best to be sensitive this morning, but he was looking for something in its prime. Something that was healthy, full of strength, something that had value to it. Amen. And something that's going to cost the nation of Israel something to give up. Now listen here, when it comes to Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you something. 33 and a half years old, the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary in his prime, friend. He was a male, listen, look, a male of the first year, you could say, if you will. I tell you, that Lamb of God went there to die for you and me, friend, so that we would have a perfect sacrifice. This Passover also speaks of the Lord's death. You say, what are you talking about? Well, it speaks about killing it in the evening. All throughout the Gospels, we find that But Christ died between the evenings. Another aspect of the Lord's Passover is the Lord's provision. Verse number 8 says, and they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. We're seeing a living lamb. We're seeing the slain lamb. We're seeing the roasted lamb. This speaks of our satisfaction for it after we have tasted the spiritual things of the Lamb of God. There's no need for any other. Friend, let me say this. If you've ever been saved by the grace of God, you ain't looking for another God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you haven't been saved by the grace of God, you ain't looking for another Savior. Why? Because Jesus is sufficient. Jesus is enough, friend. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that tonight, look here, this morning, I got to thinking about this thing and about the Lord's provision. Christ, amen, provided himself a lamb. And over there in Exodus chapter number 12, we're finding this. Oh, daddy done picked out a lamb, amen. That's going to be good to eat, amen. He's going to be good spiritually and he's going to be good physically. He's going to taste this lamb. Jesus is said to be this. He's the bread of life. Last week we spoke about the specific wording of the Passover. Israel was told to kill it, specifically it, not them, right? Now think about this. There was multiple lambs that died in Egypt. But they were never throughout the, Brother Tim, there's not one single time in Exodus chapter number 12 where it was called them. Those lambs were not called them. They were called it. Singular, singled it out. Look here, singled out. Why? Because God was referring to a specific lamb, that was the one and only that was going to die at Calvary's Hill. He was referring to that even over there in Exodus chapter number 12. Notice what the text says. It says there, Israel. Y'all see that word right there? Let's see here. Verse number 6. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. Notice it wasn't talking about Russia. It's not talking about China. It wasn't talking about America. It specifically said the congregation of Israel. I find that interesting in the wording. You say, why, preacher? Because who do you think was the ones that stirred up Christ going to the cross? It was the Jew, friend. Even above the cross of Calvary, the inscription states, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. So isn't it amazing that while death passing through the land of Egypt, we're finding a perfect picture and a perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. The specific wording was important, but then there was some specific work. There are some things that they had to do, not just kill the lamb, not just present the lamb, not just put the lamb on the doorpost, but there was also some things that they had to do after that. Look at verse number 8. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. And with the bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head and his legs, and with the purities thereof. Now when looking at the specific work, we see that the work not only involved the killing of the lamb, but also there was some instruction on how to prepare the lamb to be eaten. Now, friends, I see God's provision to those that's inside this house. Death is going to pass through the lamb. And the Bible said, I will pass over. He's looking for the blood. But also, there's more to it than just the blood. Aren't you thankful for that? Amen. Somebody said we was all about a bloody religion. Well, blood's a part of it, but that ain't all of it, friend. Amen. There's a whole lot more than just the blood. Amen. And so there's some things, man, that we're seeing here that involves some instruction that's going to be beneficial to them in the journey. Inside the house seems to represent this. That blood's on the outside. It's speaking to us about things that man was done on the exterior work. But their instruction or the work that I've seen after the blood's been applied to the doorpost was this. It was an internal work. So yes, the work was done. The killing was done on the outside of the home. Amen. The blood was applied to the doorpost externally on the outside of the home. But then there was some internal working that needs to be done. Maybe you're in that place this morning. Amen. Maybe it's an external thing for you. You ain't never let it come in. Whenever things change, friend, is when it all comes on the inside. Amen. Oh, whenever Christ becomes internal, I tell you, things begin to change. When a person's in danger, how that you've got alarms and locks on your doors and those type of things. You protect it. You're not trying to just protect it. You got a place of security to go to, amen. You want to get on the inside. You want to lock the door, amen. You want to set the alarm and all of those things so that you can have a place, amen, of security. Thank God, aren't you glad this morning that with the blood on the outside, you can also be safe on the inside, amen, and know that everything's going to be taken care of for you. He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.